Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great day. Yeah, I am so jazzed to be joining each of you today on the show. And guess what? We have got a fabulous show with Dr. Friedemann Chow. You know, I was looking at a couple of different things regarding the Dr. Pat Show. Many of you know that this is we're actually coming on to our 10th year. And so one of the things we're going to start to do is we're going to start to do a countdown to that celebration. And I reflected upon the people that have been part of the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio Network. And Dr. Friedemann Chow has been so instrumental and helping so many people across the globe break through so that they could live their best life, their unlimited potential. And I get so jazzed when I know that I'm going to be chatting with him as I am today. And so, you know, to be able to take a journey with someone, to be able to explore with them their desires, their dreams, and then to see these desires actually manifest is probably one of the greatest gifts I think any of us can experience in life. And it is with that honor that I am so treasure that being part of Dr. Friedemann's book, his journey, his success, and how he's contributing to people all over the globe is an amazing experience in life that all of us here are thrilled to have. He is the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and he's the founder of Cellular Wisdom. You know, this is, for many of you that have not heard his personal story, there are many, many interviews at the Dr. Pat Show that you'll be able to access to hear this firsthand. But he joins us as a regular on the show, or regular co-host. Today, we're going to be chatting with him, three ways to connect to your inner light with Dr. Friedemann Chow. And each of us does have that inner light. And for someone such as himself, you know, being able to speak with so many people who at times didn't believe they had an inner light, it is an amazing body of work. Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And, well, the pleasure of this journey was just also mine. And I definitely have a lot of appreciation and gratitude for everything that you have been doing for me and helping me also to spread the word at a time where not so many people knew about me. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, you bet. You know, this topic, you know, wanting to shine our light to the world, let's talk about this from the get-go. You and I have been on air, and you've heard me say on air that, you know, we're not born into the world crusty. You know, we're not born into the world with fear and anxiety, so to speak.
Right.
But all of a sudden, and, you know, it seems like all of a sudden, Dr. Friedemann, right? All of a sudden, we forget that. We actually, you know, develop some fear, some anxiety. So let me ask you this question. You know, what have you discovered in all the people that you've talked with, and especially in the way you talk about it in the book, what have you discovered gets in the way of us remembering this inner light?
You know, it's really, you said it right, it's about remembering. It's not that it's gone, it's not that it's diminished, it's not that it's actually something that can be even affected. It's more out of our focus, out of our perspective. And, you know, I just came off a session with a client who, you know, has been basically in fear and anxiety all his life. But when we actually worked on him recognizing and remembering his light, he fell right into it, and he really felt immediately, well, there is a connection in my heart to a source of goodness and a source of compassion that I always knew was there, but I didn't focus on it because what I focused on were those patterns that I basically started in my childhood. And these were patterns, in his case, of survival and patterns of, believing it's better for you to make yourself small and hide out and show up in the world and express who you are. So it is often these emotions and beliefs and behavioral patterns that make our focus more external than we are actually allowing ourselves to look inside. And in other words, to answer your question, it's a distraction. We get distracted by this external focus, and we don't really have either the space or we are not encouraged to look inside and search for this light, and so we have to be remembered.
When I think about the conversation about this inner light, I think about shining. And mm-hmm. I want to talk a minute about that. You know, most people think about an inner light, but I think it's a stretch for all of us, Dr. Friedman, to go from understanding that inner light to how we take that inner light and shine. What I mean by that, shine in the world. And, there are many, many ways to look at this. Let's talk for a minute about what the yearning is to express oneself in that way. Because I think there is a yearning. I think that, at least for myself, when the times show up that I'm not shining, it is really, really clear that I'm in some pain or, some discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good question, and I think the shining can be in different ways. It doesn't have to be that, you are expressing and creating yourself in very visible ways. Shining your light doesn't mean you have to write a book or, have your own radio show or, do something that is clearly visible by many people. Shining your light can also simply be to be yourself and have no obstructions and no barriers and no walls that prevent others from seeing you. And that's the first step. And then you can actually see, as you're shining your light more, what actually is on your path. I worked with a client the other day, and she said, well, now that I feel more in that space of this light of my essence, of my truth, how do I know what my purpose is? And, I told her, you will not know right away. Usually it may be a path that leads you to that understanding and clarification, but you know that through shining this light, you will clearly see the stepping stones, the next steps for you to take, and eventually it will lead you to that place. And that may be something bigger than you have been doing. But I think the first stage of shining your light is really just being your unencumbered self and really feeling safe and comfortable with that. But I think we have to define what the light even is, because I think some of the listeners may not even know, what are we talking about? What light? I haven't seen a light yet.
Right. Yeah, and the way we use the word light, some of us don't want to be seeing the light. Yeah.
Right.
We don't want to be walking towards the light. But let's define what it is.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, because I certainly came more, as a physician, as a researcher, much more from the, if I cannot see it, it doesn't exist place. So I was more in an analytical, rational mind. And the concept of the light, although it was familiar to me, it just always felt a little esoteric. But what I found interesting in my work with clients on a subconscious level, working through stuckness, working through fear and anxiety, working on the subconscious baggage and how can we actually release it and grow from it, when we went into the core, into the heart of a person, and really just, go through a process of understanding that they are not those imprints and programs and patterns of the past, there was always this recognition of people that there is a light there. And that really caught my attention. There was like, what? So you actually feel a connection to a light. And I felt this place in meditations often, that there was some energy, some light that was in the heart that just makes you immediately feel comfortable and at peace. Now, what that light really constitutes of is for everybody different. And in some ways, I see it more like the, you know, the facets of a diamond. People can identify in their light the source of their creativity or the source of their love or compassion or goodness. It's usually something that uplifts you. Usually there is an energy to this light that makes you feel more expanded and makes you also feel that you want to share and that you want to participate and engage in life more through this energy that you feel is really a gift that you have. So you may not really be able to put it in words what this light is, but you certainly, when you go, and you know, these are some processes I want to share with you today, how to get there. When you go through these processes, you can certainly feel that there is an energy inside of you that you can easily identify and connect to, and then see what that light also, as you are becoming more aware of it, may have to share with you, what you actually find in it, what kind of resources this can be for you.
Well, one of the things that we're going to talk about today with Dr. Friedemann Chau is, you know, this, for those of you out there that don't know who he is, check out the Fear and Anxiety Solution. But one of the things we are going to talk about is, you know, whether or not we actually go down that path and create some of the barriers in our lives. And if we're even aware, you know, how aware are most of us that we're not really living the life that we were meant to live? We just put one foot in front of the other. You know, we go through one job after the other job, one relationship after the other job. But very, very few people can answer the question positively when you ask, do you feel joyful? Do you feel fulfilled? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd love to talk about when we come back. You know, that sense of emptiness, that sense of I need to find my purpose. You know, how does that relate for to all of us, knowing that we have this inner light? And what then can we do to connect with it? This is all on the Dr. Pat Show with my very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Chau, everybody. We're going to take a short break right here. We will be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And we are thrilled to be announcing that we will be moving, not our time spot, but we will be moving to the Empowerment Channel on Voice America. Lots more to come on that, everybody. Stay tuned. We will be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. What a great conversation. I love this. You know, as I've said on the show, we are all called to shine. You know, what does that mean to be called to shine? And today we're having a conversation about the inner light, you know, wanting to shine our light into the world. You know, is that a natural desire? And why is it, if it is such a natural desire, does it sound easier said than done? I think every one of us has had this inkling that we are here to serve a purpose greater than ourselves, to shine, you know, to step out into the world in a way that brings us joy. And Dr. Friedemann Schaub, in his practice, tackles this and many, many, many more things that hold people back from having that light shine. Dr. Friedemann, thanks for joining me. This is really a wonderful show to have, especially right now. And, you know, we were talking before the break about, you know, what does this really mean? You know, why is it we all seek that level of inner joy, that point where we feel like we have some purpose in life and end up feeling so unfulfilled?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that's an important conversation because we are looking for this fulfillment often through finding that purpose or that thing to do that we feel will bring this fulfillment to us. But then, you know, just like as many of us have experienced, you know, we're doing something different. We are moving. We are, you know, just trying to somehow fill whatever void we are feeling with external changes, and then we realize wherever we go, there we are, nothing really has changed. So I always like to tackle the question for the purpose first to find out actually what it is who you are and getting a much closer and much more accepting and appreciating relationship with yourself. Because when you really feel more fulfilled with who you are, it's much easier than also to give to a greater purpose. And isn't it much easier also to have clarity on what you're supposed to do? But when you're coming from a place of feeling actually not really connected to yourself and not really feeling at peace with yourself, how can you really offer anything to a purpose? How can you really give anything? And I want to just tell a quick story because I think that kind of shows how the purpose can be something also very unexpected. You know, there was a client of mine who really felt in her life that one of her purposes was to take care of her parents, and so she sacrificed a lot for this, and certainly gave a lot to her parents. But but especially her mother, really was never satisfied. She was never really happy. She only complained, no matter how much she was receiving from her daughter, no matter how much the daughter was giving to her. There were only these, you know, judgmental remarks or criticisms, and there was always a feeling this woman looks at the world with a half glass empty perspective, no matter how much she actually, receives. And so at some point then this daughter said, you know, I can't do this anymore because it doesn't fulfill me. I want to do good, but somehow I feel more and more empty. And now I'm in my late 40s and I'm still feeling, you know, basically that I am without purpose and that whatever I tried to do for my parents, it didn't really help. So she focused on herself and she worked on, you know, the wounds and the pains and the anxieties that she was still carrying within her all the way down in her subconscious. And when she found her connection to herself and really realized that inner light within herself, something inside of her shifted. And she actually didn't see so much the purpose anymore of taking care of her family, of her parents, but really taking care more of herself. What that meant was just being basically in a place where she enjoyed her life more, whatever that she was doing. Now, the interesting thing that happened was that a few weeks after she really made that shift, her sister called her up and said, you know, I don't know what happened with mother, but she is completely different. All of a sudden, she's happy. She doesn't complain anymore. She's just like in a much more positive space. Did you say anything to her? And she said, no, I didn't say anything. But, you know, that's where this unexpected change happened, where because she changed her energy and she changed also that connection to her inner light, the mother was actually benefiting much more from than when the daughter was coming from her own, you know, insecurities and obligations and tried to help the mother this way, but by doing so only enabled her to stay negative. So something fundamentally shifted there, and that's, just a great example of when you're in your inner light, you may make a difference without really having to focus on it or intend it. It may just happen.
Well, one of the things that I was really struck by when you talked about this is how unaware we are of what's going on or what's keeping us stuck or what's in the way of shining our life. And a lot of this comes from, previous talks you and I have done, this level of unawareness. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the other dependencies that might show up that get in the way of this. You know, I had a really interesting conversation with someone not too long ago around this thing called codependence. Now, I personally don't know a whole lot about it, but it seems to be on the tip of most people's tongues, especially therapists when they're when they're working with folks to really find their way. But it's only just one of many, many labels, Dr. Friedemann, that we put on ourselves. I'm not saying that isn't really something that happens to people, but don't you, as a, you know, a professional, don't you have to get right in there and figure out at the subconscious level what's going on so that you can address a wide range of these scenarios for people?
Right, you know, and codependency is certainly a symptom. That's one of those, you know, like I said at the beginning, distractions that can make us focus more on some other person outside of us than on ourselves. So where we lose ourselves in the relationship. But we can be codependent, you know, with our job. We can be codependent to our children. We can be codependent to a lot of things where it just basically means you have a sense of you need that in order to, you know, feel, yourself or feel that you have some kind of a belonging. And then that usually, you know, goes back and forth. But ultimately it is a distraction and it's a symptom. And what I like to do is to really follow the symptom more to the roots. You know, I compare this to the branches of a tree where you see these different aspects of your distractions of, let's say you're feeling lost, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling completely unworthy, and it shows up in all these different kind of aspects like codependency. And then you're following those aspects and you really basically go to the source of it. What are the layers on a deep level that made all those relationships and all those symptoms even possible? And usually they are these emotional attachments that are, you know, often holding us back in the past, those that we all know about. You know, we just have to think about certain events in our childhood, certain events earlier on, and we feel there is a lot of emotion attached to it. When you do notice that, then you know, well, you're still partially, at least from a subconscious level, trapped in the past, and that needs to be addressed. And then, of course, those core beliefs that are also, you know, like the cloak that is covering up this light, covering up who we are. If we have been told, well, you know, you're not really good enough, or, well, you're not really safe in the world, or you have to always please others because only if you meet their expectations, you are acceptable. All those beliefs that many of us have been really told and imprinted on, they are also at the source of those distractions that prevent us from connecting to that inner source, that truth of who we are. And they need to be addressed, and they can be addressed. And it gets actually, when you work with the subconscious, much faster to address and release them than if you try to analyze it and just intellectualize it.
Well, this is really part of the work that I think you've been doing to help people change their lives, you know, have amazing breakthroughs in their lives. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the many, many ways that Dr. Friedemann Schaub has discovered about how we actually can connect to it, how we can move past all of these distractions, and why is it even important to do this in our lifetime? You know, why would we take this on? For example, why does an individual that has been dealing with so many issues, why is it that shining the light, finding the light, being the light would be their call to action? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is going to tackle that and much more.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow, what a great show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. Now, for those of you out there, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is a best-selling author, beyond being somebody that has created an accelerated breakthrough, personal breakthrough and empowerment program. You know, he combines mind-activating technologies such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline, therapy, and much more. That's why, you know, he is one of the most sought-after folks around to help people get to where they want to go in the shortest amount of time. Because I'll tell you, ain't none of us over here getting any younger. That's what my mom would say. But his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, is phenomenal. It's a best-selling book. It's an award-winning book. And there are also webinars and programs that I'm going to ask him to share with us that he's created to help people all over the world on a regular basis. Dr. Friedemann, let's tell folks a little bit about the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, before we jump back here. And, you know, where you are with that, it was such an incredible vision for you. And, you know, given where you are now with it, it's an amazing success story. So give us a little idea about the book and, you know, what's happening with that and what you're creating from it.
Well, you know, the book is certainly something that has been, I think, a long time in the making. And for me, it felt like that this was the best way to share with the larger audience what I found in individual sessions with the Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. And I focused the work in the book on fear and anxiety because this is one of our biggest problems in our day and time, and it really is something that so many people, even if they haven't even been, you know, to the doctor or diagnosed, are struggling with. That fundamental fear of either not being good enough or of not feeling safe or feeling out of control, that not only has emotional and mental problems and ramifications, but it really affects also our physical body and can be very detrimental, as we all know. So what can we do to not just, as you know, it often is thought of, get rid of fear and anxiety, battle it, suppress it? What can we do actually to heal it? And in order to heal something, I think we have to learn more about it, and we have to understand more that fear and anxiety is not the enemy, and that fear and anxiety is not a disorder. It's not an illness that needs to be, you know, treated as such. It's more something that we are naturally creating, and we unfortunately don't really know what it means. And we don't really know what to do when we have fear and anxiety, how to address it. And so the book takes you on a process that leads you from the deeper understanding of how you and especially your subconscious mind are creating fear and anxiety, what are the root causes of fear and anxiety, what do you do when you actually create fear and anxiety, for example, your negative thoughts, and how do you actually address and overcome negative thoughts. And then it gets you all the way down into the deepest of the subconscious, where you have been storing your inner battles, the parts of you that are not really congruent with each other, where you feel fragmented, and you go to the emotional baggage and are able to grow from it and see this as an opportunity to really truly learn more about yourself, and then you are able to change also your core beliefs. So it takes you through processes that gives you literally a subconscious makeover, a clean slate from the past. And then it guides you to this inner light. It guides you to this centered place where you see more of your truth and your potential, and taking that then into transforming into a new self is kind of the final part of the book. But what you really feel at the end of the book is that you are a different person than where when you started reading the book. And it's certainly something that I have heard over and over again, that people just say, you know, this is a real journey of transformation, going through these chapters and really learning so much about myself. Because when you really know yourself and when you really embrace that and learn to appreciate who you are, you will see there is no fear anymore. There is no anxiety anymore. And that's really what the solution is all about.
When we look at this, it's really kind of an interesting conversation to be talking about fear and anxiety and talking about shining the light. Because, you know, it's really tough to shine the light when we're scared to death. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, we can't. You know, we have right now what's happening in the world right now, and I know you know this, is the rise in antidepressants that are being prescribed for people, the rise in suicides, which is so many things that are indicating that, you know, folks are really having a tough time. You know, levels of nervous breakdown, psychotic breaks, just so many things out in the world. And we don't really open up the conversation as to, you know, what is happening to cause people so much terror in their lives. And this is something that you do. You help people move beyond that. Let's talk about what comes next. You know, what happens, Dr. Friedman, when you're working with someone and you've gotten to the root cause of things? What are the next steps to help them tap into that light?
Well, you know, once you have been able to, you know, I want to just mention something that leads to it. Like you said, there is definitely a growing epidemic of anxiety and depression in our society. And I think it's almost like life is traumatizing us on a daily basis. And part of it is really that our life seems to be so much more demanding. It seems to be that there are so many more influences. There seems to be so many more distractions and expectations we have to fulfill. It's certainly a, you know, something that our society is in a spiral that we have to step out of, where we are identifying ourselves so much with what outside is told, what we are supposed to be, than really being able to, you know, take the time and learn who we really are. There is a study that showed, you know, with people that were in Afghanistan and Iraq and were really traumatized by experiences. The study was trying to investigate what's the difference between, let's say, five people go through the exact same, you know, experience. Very hard and difficult war front situations. Four of them are walking away and are fine. And one person is completely shell-shocked and traumatized and is suffering from PTSD, falls into a deep depression. Now, what they found is when they, you know, got more into the details of those patients is that most of the people that actually have PTSD had already in their childhood some trauma, some emotional situations that they never really had been worked through or really been able to resolve. So there was already something there that got then reinforced through these situations in Afghanistan or Iraq. And that's something that really is exactly fitting into this, what the book is about. We need to not look at how can we control our external life to really, you know, feel safe and feel somewhat, more fulfilled. It's more about let's address that what we haven't addressed yet. Let's really clean up those internal conflicts and the baggage that we have and these traumas that we are carrying with us from our childhood, so that when we are facing new challenges in life, we can come from a place of wholeness and a place of greater understanding of our potential rather than feeling still that what addresses or what is moving forward in our life is still partially, you know, influenced by those difficult situations and limitations of the past. And that's what I think is so important in this, in our, you know, everybody's work. We have to look inside and realize what holds us back, what challenges us, is not what's externally. What really holds us back is internally, but we can resolve it, and we can learn from it, and we can grow from it. And when we do, we are ready and able to also deal with this fast-changing, demanding world, because we do have the capacity. We human beings are change machines. We have so much potential, but we have to be able to be able access this potential.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about also had to do with what happens when we do shine. You know, how do our lives change? You know, what is it that each and every one of us, once we experience those times in our lives, Dr. Friedemann, and I think everyone has had moments of this, where we just become completely immersed in that feeling of joy, even if it's for a nanosecond or a day, we come immersed in it. You know, what is it about that that just calls for us to want more? When we come back, Dr. Friedemann is going to share some strategies to help all of us learn how to shine that light, and some things for each of you guys to do starting today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Chow. For more information about him, to get a free consultation, go to cellularwisdom.com. Also go to the fearandanxietysolution.com and write this toll-free number down. He has been known for his free telephone consultations, 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful, creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. As I said before, for more information about us, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or the Dr. Pat Show. For Dr. Friedemann Chow, go to CellularWisdom.com or TheFearAndAnxietySolution.com. And don't forget to give him a shout for a free consultation at 866-903-6463. Dr. Friedemann, very, very cool. This hour is like zipping right by. I'd love to take a moment for us to give folks some strategies on things that they might be able to do to get to that place where they can be aware that they have a light and perhaps shine it around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I wanted to offer the listeners is a guided meditation that they I'm welcome to receive from one of the things that we have done together with Sounds True as a part of the book. And you can access this guided meditation either directly through the Fear and Anxiety Solution, and then it says on the right side, so the fearandanxietysolution.com, it's in one word, and on the right side it says free guided meditations, and you simply click on that and it opens up then. One of those guided meditations is about connecting to the inner light. Or if that's too complicated, you can simply also send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. It's in one word, cellularwisdom.com, info, I-N-F-O, and simply ask for this guided meditation, and we'll send you the link. That's something that you can do just naturally, and this is what I mentioned before with those clients that I always felt amazed by, that when we did this process of connecting to the core, the essence of who they are, that there is this light that all people were able to see and to detect. And so that's a process that you can definitely do on your own. And you may be amazed what you find out about yourself. You may be amazed when you're actually turning your perspective inwards, how beautiful and how powerful you are actually at your core. Now, another exercise that I find very helpful is a writing exercise where you simply really jot down experiences of the past. And you mentioned this, Dr. Pat, moments where you feel just in the light, whether these are joyful moments or moments where you just felt really unconditionally loving. And so there are a few ideas for you to think about. For example, think about a time when you really just loved and accepted a person or an animal without any expectations or conditions. Remember how that felt, and realize when you felt this way, you were actually connected to this light. Or sometimes, you know, you may remember a time where you were able to forgive someone really through the kindness and compassion in your heart, which is another expression of that light. Or maybe you felt that you actually were receiving someone's generosity or selflessness, and you really felt touched by that. You know, and when you feel so touched that you have even tears in your eyes, you know that what is touched and what is connected, what you're connected to, is that inner light. Or maybe it's like you said, Dr. Pat, you just have these full, joyful moments where all of your body is buzzing with happiness. And that's another moment where you can feel the connection to your light And one of my favorite things to really go back down memory lane and tap into is the times where you felt really at peace and harmony. And I have often when I really need to tap into my inner light, I go into one of those sacred places in Egypt and really remember how it felt in those temples and how it really connects you to that state of peace and harmony within yourself. And as you are remembering any of those moments, you can remember how it actually is to be connected to this light, and it builds like a mental emotional bridge to the light, and it is easier for you to really reach it.
One of the things that I'm really struck by as we're talking about this is the times we live in. You know, we have had, don't you think, Dr. Friedman, we have had enormous opportunities over the past 4 or 5 years to really practice shining the light. I mean, these haven't been the best of times, folks would say, to live in. Yet, despite that, we've seen so many people in the world shining their light. What can you say to folks to encourage them, to inspire them, to move beyond the circumstances that show up in life on a day-to-day basis?
You know, I think that's actually very good lead to the third, you know, practice, the third place that you can go to connect to your light and to shine this light, which is basically to be an inspiration for others. See, I think one of the mistakes we are making is that we are often saying, you know, the world or the times or life is difficult, and we are basically basing this on the circumstances that we see in the stock market or on TV, and we are not looking at the little places that really make all the difference for us. And those little places that we can actually have our light shine on and make a difference in that moment. You know, whether you are in the grocery store and you have a full cart and there is a person behind you with only two items, and you let this person in front of you and you smile at this person. In that moment, your generosity and your light made that person's day, and you can bet that that person takes that positive energy with him or herself and will make a difference, hopefully also in her life, in her, you know, sphere of influence. Or maybe you feel like there is somebody down, and rather than ignoring this person, you actually sit down and have a conversation and bring some light into their darkness. Or maybe you feel like there is a person who just, you know, feels in general excluded at your work. That's a person nobody ever asks to go out for lunch. And you're going to be the person who actually makes a difference and says, hey, do you want to go for a coffee? There are so many countless opportunities for us to make a difference, a small ripple that really has, I believe, the potential to change the whole world. But when we get bogged down by the news or by the messages of life is difficult, the times are challenging, then obviously we are not feeling that whatever we are doing does have an impact, and we are getting stuck in the tracks. So try to really see today, as you go out into your world, where you can make a difference, and believe that this difference will have a huge impact in whatever person's life you're touching with your light, and that this impact will continue just to create a tidal wave of change.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman Schaub, for joining us here today. It's so great to have you on the show. I want to thank you for all that you do. I want to thank you for shining the light on so many people. And I want to thank you for helping others shine the light. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for really just always inspiring me with what you do and how you bring the best out in the people that you interview.
Oh, thank you so much. Would you please give out your websites again and let folks know how they can get their own copy of the book?
Yeah, so the fearandanxietysolution.com in one word is the website for the book. The cellularwisdom.com website, also in one word, is You get more information about the individual breakthrough sessions and what's going on with the work I'm doing. And you can get the book through these websites, but certainly also through Amazon, Sounds True, which is a publisher, Barnes & Nobles, and all these outlets where we can get books. And the book is also available as an e-book, and you can get it also as a 4-CD set where the guided practices are produced by me and through Sounds True. So it's a great add-on to the book for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, thank all of you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. Yeah, we're getting all fired up for our 10th year anniversary this year. We will see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.